Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's story contains mentions of UFOs and aliens. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. It's a bright, sunny day and you are walking along a busy city street. People fill the sidewalk with sounds of laughter. They drink iced coffee and complain about how hot it is outside. But you don't mind the sounds or the heat until suddenly you bump into a man who, without warning, stepped up in front of you. At first glance, he is a normal man who just smiles at you. But as the two of you keep your eyes on each other, something doesn't feel quite right. You can't figure out exactly what it is, but you just feel like their smile is too big for their face. And as soon as that strange moment has happened, the man stepped into the crowd and disappeared. Killian, who is this man?
The smiling man.
Good job, the smiling man. All right, so Killian, to start off, what do you know about the smiling man?
That he has a way too big smile for his face and he's gray.
Okay.
Almost looks like Huggy Wuggy.
Okay. If I give you a little secret, I know nothing about the smiling man. You and Daddy have talked about this one, but I don't know anything about it. So this is all new to me. So there is a lot to be said about the smiling man. Some people think he is just a normal guy with a pretty creepy smile. Some think he's an alien from outer space, and others think he is something supernatural.
I think he's a alien smiler that I think he's just a man. I think he's just a tall, skinny man that with a big tummy.
Okay.
I mean, with a big round body.
Okay.
And he has a big head.
Okay.
For his big, and he has a razor sharp teeth smile.
Oh, that's pretty creepy.
And he has nice eyes.
Oh, nice eyes. Okay.
Yeah. He's like
so.
He's like this.
Okay. So I think that no matter what everybody believes, we can at least agree that the smiling man is some sort of creepy humanoid. So you gave a very good description on what you think the smiling man looks like, but I will give you a description of what the
general.
Well, it's what the general populace thinks the smiling man looks like. So at first glance, he is like 6 foot. He's like 6 foot tall human man. So for you to understand, that's as tall as Daddy is. Daddy is 6'1". I'm sure he would want me to stipulate that.
This is how much I would think he's tallest.
You think he's as tall as Daddy or taller?
He's seven foot tall.
Wow, that's huge. Okay, so there are two formal sightings of the smiling man, and each time he looked a little different. So I'm going to describe them to you now and tell you, and you tell me what you think is happening.
Okay.
So the first sighting, he was wearing a suit and tie. Do you want to guess what color the suit and tie were?
The suit was brown.
Oh, okay.
And the tie was colorful and and the hat was
I didn't say hat.
Brown.
Well, actually, the answer is bright reflective green, which is odd. I would have guessed black. He has black gray skin, no nose, no hair, and no ears. He also had small black eyes that were spread wide across his face. And, of course, a long, thin, toothy smile stretching across his whole face.
That's really sad.
Yeah, he kind of, until we got to the wide eye part and the smiling part, he kind of looked like Voldemort from Harry Potter. Remember, Voldemort has no nose, no hair, no ears. Well, he might have ears. I don't remember. Either way. So the second sighting, his suit was blue, but still reflective. His skin was a bit more tan than gray, and he had slicked back black hair, a normal nose and eyes, but the smile was still too wide and didn't really feel very normal when they looked at him. So what was different between the first sighting and the second sighting?
The first sighting was a man with
the green suit.
With the green suit.
And then what color was it the second time?
The color was it
blue.
Blue.
Yeah. So he looked a little different there. And then in the first one, he had no nose and no ears. And that's kind of creepy looking. But in the second setting, he looked more normal, right?
Yeah, and he had black hair.
Right. And in the first one, he had no hair. You're right.
He was bald. Like baldy.
Yes. So he looked a little more normal in the second sighting. So he looked more human than he did in the first appearance. So it was almost like... It was almost like in the first time he came down, he looked what he thought humans looked like. But in the second one, he learned and he changed his appearance. Ooh. That's a little creepy, right? Mm-hmm. Killian, do you know what the uncanny valley is?
No.
Me neither. So it's a phrase used to describe something that looks human, but is strange and unsettling in some ways that triggers our natural danger senses that something is wrong or that whatever you're looking at isn't really human. Have you seen robots that look like people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can talk, but they have fake rubber skin, right?
I have, the only robots I know that look like humans are the story bots.
The story bots don't look like humans.
He's right. It's the uncanny valley is like when you like anything that can also have like human features.
Oh, okay.
That like it looks human,
but it's not.
I
thought we were speaking more like animatronic, and I was like, the story bots don't look animatronic.
It does that too.
I know. I'm just saying. I thought that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
So you were right.
The story bots like
they have human shape.
Also, they have human voices.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah, they sound like humans.
Yes, and they have eyes and mouths like humans. You are right. Mommy was wrong. You're right. Mm-hmm. That's an example of like what Uncanny Valley is. So do you remember like, oh no, you didn't ride that ride. An example would be like when you go to Disney World and there's a ride called the Carousel of Progress and there are people robots. But they look just like people, but they're not real. So that's kind of an example. But we can tell by the way it sounds and kind of the way they move that they're not, oh, like the animatronics at the Halloween store. Mm-hmm. See, we can tell they're robots, even though they're kind of scary. We could tell they're robots because they kind of move funny, don't they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're like,
Exactly. And so that's how we know. So zombies, mannequins at the mall, and even things like toys with human-like features provide the same effect. So the smiley man is definitely in his second appearance, strange and off-putting because he looks like something that is trying to pretend to be human.
So people don't get scared of him?
He's trying to make them not scared of him, but people still, it's like in their soul, they sense that they should be scared of him.
I was reading your mind.
You were reading my mind. So let's dive into the sightings.
Score one for Killian.
Yes. Let's dive into the sightings of the smiling man. So the first sighting was on October 16th, 1966. New Jersey had been abuzz for the past few weeks with talks of UFOs in the sky. Do you know what a UFO is?
A UFO is a spaceship that makes an invasion.
Not always, but sometimes. Do you want to know what it stands for?
It stands.
The U is for unidentified, the F is for flying, and the O is for object.
So it's like the unidentified
mm-hmm.
flying object. So what is unidentified?
It means anything that we see that we don't have a name for.
Well, I know what that means. I know what you, I can read your mind again.
Oh, perfect.
I know what you mean. Okay. You mean.
Okay.
You mean that like you don't see it all the time. Like that's why it's called unidentified flying object.
Correct. So it's like we don't see it a lot, but also we don't have a name for it. We don't haven't studied it enough that we know a name.
Can I read your mind again?
Sure. Yes. So what do UFOs usually signify?
What UFOs?
What's usually in UFOs? What do we think is usually in UFOs?
Aliens. Yep. That suck up that. Remember that like light that comes out of the saucer.
Yes.
To suck up people into the spaceship.
Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
So two boys were playing outside when they noticed what appeared to be a man in a shiny green suit standing with his back to them behind a fence. As soon as the boys noticed the man, he turned around showing his black, gray skin, tiny eyes, and wide smile. The boys screamed and were chased through the suburb by this odd smiling man. The boys eventually lost the smiling man, and everyone in the town claimed that he was an alien who came down to take the kids for experiments in their spaceship. The second sighting happened on November 2nd, 1966, in Parkersburg, West Virginia. A man named Woodrow Derringer was driving home late at night when out of nowhere, a saucer-like spaceship dropped out of the sky and landed softly in front of his moving truck.
Yeah, a lot of smiling man sightings are in West Virginia because you mentioned the smiling man in our Mothman episode.
Yes, but the first sighting wasn't in West Virginia. The first sighting was in New Jersey, but that was a good connection you just made between West Virginia and the Mothman. That was a very good. High five. All right. So, slamming on the brakes, Woodrow's truck screeched to a halt just in front of the well-lit saucer. As Woodrow stepped out of his truck, the spaceship's door opened and out stepped a tall, human-like man with dark tan skin, a shiny blue business suit, and a wide, creepy smile. The smiling man began to speak, but Woodrow didn't hear his words with his ears, but instead, he heard them with his mind. Do you know what it's called when you speak to someone with your mind?
It's called talking in your head.
Close. It's called telepathy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just called talking in your... I just call it
it's
talking
like if I tried to send a message to you with my brain. Let me try it right now. I'm sending a word to you.
I know what you're saying.
What is it?
You're saying, I love you.
I wasn't, but that is actually true. Let me try it with Daddy.
Whisper it to Killian.
Okay, here.
Okay.
I'm sending a message to Daddy.
Tacos.
Did he get it right?
Yes! I knew you were hurt hearing us.
No, can I tell you a secret?
What is it?
When Mommy and Daddy first started dating, we made a joke that if anybody ever tried to test if we had telepathy, that we would always think the word tacos so that we would always be right. And we've been keeping it up for 12 years.
I'm sending a message.
Okay. Tacos. It's not Killian, you gotta keep it with tacos, then we know.
No.
Oh, what is it? I love you. No, I give up. What is it? I don't think we can do telepathy.
It's Super Mario.
Oh, what a good one. Okay. So the smiling man told Woodrow that his name was Indrid Cold and that he didn't want to harm anyone, just that he was on Earth to experience a human life as an observer. After a long look at Woodrow, the smiling man got back into his ship and disappeared into the night.
Forever!
Now, we've already answered this, but I'm still going to ask you anyway. Now, do you know what else happened in West Virginia in 1966?
The Mothman sighting.
Mm-hmm.
The last Mothman sighting before the Golden Bridge was built.
Before the bridge was destroyed.
Oh. So the Golden
That was close, Bridge. Though. It's been a long time since we've done that story. If you think that Mothman is an alien, then the Smiling Man and the Mothman could have some kind of connection to each other. What do you think?
I think that they both fly. They both fly.
That is true. That's a good connection.
But they don't fly like the same kind.
No.
Way.
So do you think Mothman is an alien or do you think he's like a creature just that we don't know about?
He's a creature that...
Okay.
He's a creature of the night.
Right. So do you think that the Mothman and the Smiling Man are related or connected? Or do you think it's just a coincidence that they showed up at the same time?
They show up at the same time and they work as teens, just like St. Nicholas and Krampus.
Oh, okay. What an interesting take. So, are you ready for our story?
Oh, I thought those sightings were our story.
No, we got another. We got a story that Daddy so kindly wrote for us. You ready? Mm-hmm. The story is called Crooked Teeth. Evelyn was...
That's a terrible name.
So Evelyn wasn't worried about snakes. It was finally cold enough to walk through the forest and not to be in constant vigilance for them. The November air was cool on her neck as she searched the forest floor for the pocket knife that she had lost at the end of the summer. Her brother had given it to her before he left for college, and she wanted to make sure that she had it when he came home for Thanksgiving. It was a red Swiss Army knife that he carved her initials into. Evelyn stooped down to lift up the leaves of a small fern to investigate the earth beneath for any sign of the knife. Suddenly, a loud hissing sound blasted through the trees and the undergrowth. The sound was followed very quickly by a blast of air that rode across the forest floor like a tidal wave, pushing Evelyn onto her back, and she slammed the back of her head onto a tree root. With blurry vision, she thought she saw something red sticking out from a patch of leaves, but her eyes closed and she went out cold. Gasping for air as she shot up out of the dirt, Evelyn sat up straight. Looking around the forest, it was still light out, so she couldn't have been out for too long. She felt the back of her head and tensed up. There was no blood, but the goose egg was large. It was sticking out and not in, so she breathed a sigh of relief. That was until she looked at the dirt trail around her. Large shoe prints were pressed into the dirt, and it looked like they had stopped just where Evelyn had seen the knife. The footprints never approached where she was lying, just to the knife, and it appeared as if it turned around and then walked back to the trail. Standing, Evelyn felt the rush of blood in her head, making her wobble for a moment as the headache sank in deep. She took a moment and continued down the trail, her head pounding hard with each step. She was mad. Why would someone steal her knife and not help her? And what was that hissing sound? And what was that blast of air? Now on high alert, she moved quickly up the trail, following the steps, which she realized were at least 4 feet apart between each footstep. Whoever this was must have been very tall, she mused. Knife, the word intruded on her thoughts in a voice that she had never heard before. Evelyn looked around the empty forest. Knife, the word echoed between the pounding thuds in her headache. Evelyn stopped dead. Had she really hit her head that hard? Your knife, the voice said again. It sounded like a radio announcer's voice. Evelyn turned in a circle, scanning the trees, the hair on the back of her neck standing straight up, fear dripping down her spine. As she made one complete turn, she came face to face with a tall man in a deep green business suit.
Huggy Wuggy.
His skin was gray as cement. His head was large and smooth, with only sunken divots where his nose and ears should have been. Two black eyes like marble stared back at her. His hands plunged deep into the suit pocket. Evelyn's neck cracked as she looked up at the giant creature leaning over her. Then a slit appeared across the entirety of the smooth gray face where a mouth should have been. The edges of the slit curled into itself, resembling something Evelyn could only imagine was a wicked smile. She opened her mouth to scream, but nothing came out as the creature's mouth peeled back into a smile and revealed what looked like 100 crooked teeth. Your knife, the announcer's voice said inside her head again. Evelyn watched as the smiling creature in front of her lifted a slender gray hand from his pocket, his fist wrapped around something. As the creature rotated his hand, Evelyn told herself to run, but her feet were planted into the earth by either her fear or something else entirely. Slowly, like the petals of a flower opening, the creature revealed the red knife in its wide palm. Go on, the voice reverberated in her mind. Evelyn reached out and grabbed the knife. As her fingers faintly grazed the creature's palm, something strange happened. Almost like a chameleon, the hand of the creature began to change colors, taking on the same tan skin tone as Evelyn's. "You may go now," the voice said, and Evelyn felt her feet unfreeze as she turned and bolted back through the forests. So, what do you think of the smiling man? Oh my God, he's fainted, everybody. Did you hear that? When he touched Evelyn, he changed his skin tone. So he's trying to look more human. Maybe we'll never know if we ever meet a smiling man. What if Daddy's a smiling man? Look. No, his smile's not big enough. Is the smiling man cool or creepy? Oh, you just hit your head, slamming it back. Sit up. Is the smiling man cool or creepy?
Creepy.
Would you ever want to come into contact with a smiling man? Yes, even if it's creepy, you'd still want to see one?
So I would like to take a picture of him.
Show me your best smiling man face. Ooh, that's good. You know what would be kind of cool is if all the kids who listen to this show sent us their smiling man faces to our Instagram so we could see it. And we'll post your smiling man face.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be exciting. So if you want to do that, you have to ask your grown-ups because that's important. Anyway, so did you like the smiling man? Was it good?
No.
You didn't like it?
No.
You're the one that requested it.
I didn't request it.
Yes, you did. You asked Daddy to do the smiling man and look what you got.
Okay, I liked it.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Karina.
And this has been Cryptid Catalog.
Ba 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 ba.
Until next time.
The cryptids are pursuing.
Remember, the cryptids are watching. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.